And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Since the body of Oliver Wilson was found hanging backstage at the Hamilton Theater in New York, where Larry is starring in a play, everyone who was acquainted with this troublesome young man has been under suspicion. Although Sergeant Riley of the Homicide Division allowed them a few needed hours of rest, he has warned one and all that they must be available for questioning at any time. And right now, early afternoon of the next day, we find Rupert Barlow, wealthy backer of Larry's play, sitting in an uncarpeted room across a scarred oak desk from Sergeant Riley. At one end of the desk is a police stenographer with pad and pencil poised for action. And we hear...
Well, Sergeant, I came in from Long Island just as soon as I could after you called me. Have you reached any important conclusions about the murder yet?
Mr. Barlow, I make it a practice not to reach conclusions until all the background's fitted in.
Oh, I see. You must be a very thorough man.
Crime of murder can't be handled casually. Suspicion must be arrived at after thorough investigation.
I agree.
It's a function of the Homicide Division to locate people who've committed crimes. After that, the suspect is turned over to the criminal courts for trial.
Why, yes, this is a very interesting discussion on jurisprudence, Sergeant Riley. But I'm wondering what it has to do with me.
You asked me whether I had reached any conclusion.
Oh, in that case, permit me to retract the question.
The fact is, Mr. Barlow, there are too many conclusions that present themselves in this case. Nearly everyone present last night might be said to be under suspicion.
Not quite everyone, Sergeant Riley.
No? Whom do you believe to be above suspicion?
Mrs. Noble. She couldn't by the greatest stretch of the imagination be involved.
No, huh?
No. And considering the hardship she's faced these past months, even before last night, I hope you'll find it possible to be as easy as you can with her.
So what do you mean by hardships before last night?
Well, I'd prefer not to say any more.
Nonsense, man. This is a murder case. This is no time for holding anything back.
But I'm sure it's not valuable as evidence.
Let me be the judge of that, Mr. Barlow. You made a statement. I want to know what you meant by it.
Very well, Sergeant. But please understand that this is very much against my wish.
Please go ahead.
It's a private matter between Mrs. Noble and her husband.
What's the nature of the trouble?
Well, Mrs. Noble would hate to have me say anything about it.
Well, that's neither here nor there. Will you please continue?
All right, since you insist. Mrs. Noble has done everything she could to put on a cheerful face to the world, although her heart has been near the breaking point. Ever since she learned of the attachment of her husband, Larry Noble, for Claudia Vincent, it's been all she could do to bear up under the strain.
What about this romantic attachment, Mr. Barlow? Tell me something about the facts, hmm?
Well, I'm a close friend of the Noble, Sergeant Riley.
Yes?
I've invested considerable money in this play starring Larry Noble, and I've had plenty of opportunity to observe his actions. Let me say before I continue that I have on several occasions attempted to take the man to task for his unprincipled behavior. But he failed to pay any attention whatsoever.
So you feel, do you, that because Larry Noble has succeeded in placing Claudia Vincent in his play that such an act constitutes a moral crime, hmm?
Hardly, Sergeant Riley. If it were just a matter of helping an actress to get a break, I wouldn't even mention it. But there's more to this than you may realize.
I'm counting on your explanation to set me straight.
Larry Noble fell madly in love with Claudia Vincent the first day he met her.
Huh? Where was that?
At my house on Long Island. Claudia Vincent, I must explain, is an adventuress, pure and simple. She's done her best to involve me in various kinds of blackmail threats.
Have you reported these matters to the authorities?
No, that wasn't necessary. I felt equal to managing the matter myself. And I was. Until the day the Nobles drove over and met Claudia. On that afternoon, Mrs. Noble saved my life by pushing Claudia off balance when she attempted to shoot me.
Now, wait a minute.
I realize this sounds melodramatic, Sergeant Riley. But it's perfectly true. And right after that, Larry Noble stepped in and insisted that Claudia Vincent was not at fault. He forced his wife to allow her to stay with them in their small home in Rosehaven, Long Island. As I say, Claudia moved in and stayed there for weeks, the most unwelcome guest you can imagine. Now, doesn't that indicate the extent of Larry Noble's interest in her?
Strange situation, all right.
Claudia evidently made her acceptance of Larry's ardor contingent on his getting her a role in a big Broadway play.
Is this Claudia Vincent, a well-known actress? I don't recall the name, Mr. Barlow.
She isn't an actress at all. Yet Larry Noble was so deeply infatuated with her that he badgered his producer, Harold Ramsey, to put Claudia in the lead opposite him. She opened the night Oliver Wilson was murdered. And let me say, she was a hopeless washout in the part.
Strange. Strange. You'd think the producer of a play would refuse to have his play monkeyed with.
You'd think so. But, nevertheless, Larry Noble succeeded. I can only offer as explanation the probability that Ramsey realized Larry was so deeply involved that he'd be worthless in the play if he couldn't have Claudia with him. You can ask Ramsey whether this is true.
Thanks, I mean to. Go on, Mr. Barlow.
Sergeant, this has just been background. What I'm about to say is going to be more difficult.
You've been doing all right so far.
You see, all the time Larry was working like mad to give Claudia what she wanted, she was double-crossing him. Somehow she got the idea that this young Oliver Wilson was very rich, so she played up to him, behind Larry's back. Now, you know the rest. The day before the opening, Oliver and Claudia ran away and got married. Claudia was late to the final rehearsal, and Larry was wild.
Yes, I can easily understand that.
Then after he learned that Claudia had eloped with young Wilson, he must have lost his head. You can scarcely blame him when you think of what he sacrificed for her.
In other words, Mr. Barlow, you're suggesting that it was Larry Noble who pulled this Wilson up to the wings with a rope around his neck, hmm?
Well, I wouldn't think of making any charge, Sergeant Riley. I'm just giving you some facts as I know them.
Yeah, it is, of course. I see. Well, suppose you wait outside a minute, Mr. Barlow. I'd like to look over these notes.
Certainly, Sergeant. I'm entirely at your service.
Larry and Mary Noble have also come into New York at Sergeant Riley's request. And they're waiting to be called to his office. Meantime, we find them in the office of Harold Ramsey, the producer of Larry's play. And we hear...
You should have been in touch with me when you first found out about the murder, Larry.
It came as such a shock, Harold, that we didn't think about you. Besides, I don't know quite what you could have done about it. The man was already dead.
I'm not thinking about the dead man. From all I gather, he's no great loss to the world. I'm thinking about the play.
Mr. Ramsey, what effect do you think all this will have on the play?
I don't see how we can keep it going, Mrs. Noble. Even if the police don't clamp down on us and make an arrest of someone in our cast, the fact remains that you'll all have to be free for questioning until the matter's cleared up.
Yes, I suppose that's true. But it's possible that Sergeant Riley will find out who killed Oliver Wilson, and then it can all be settled in a short time.
I wouldn't count on that, Mary. These things usually take time.
Exactly. And time is just what we can't afford. Larry, it was the greatest mistake to ever talk me into putting Claudia Benson into this play.
Yes, so I've been told. So far, everyone has mentioned it to me. Practically all the time, Harold.
It's true, just the same, Larry. She's the cause of all this trouble.
The thing that startled me was to find out that Claudia Vincent and Oliver Wilson had run away to get married.
Mrs. Noble, that just shows you what kind of a sense of responsibility she has. We were looking all over New York for her. When she finally showed up for the last important rehearsal, what was her excuse?
She said she'd had an attack of nerves.
Nerves. Nerves, indeed. And all the time she was driving about the country with this young whippersnapper, not giving the play a thought.
Oh, it was a dreadful thing to do. Particularly since she knew that Julia Dixon, Rupert Barlow's secretary, was interested in Oliver Wilson at the time.
Women like Claudia Benson don't have any feeling for anyone except themselves. Larry, I wish I'd put my foot down when you suggested her for the part.
So do I, Harold. If you had, then I wouldn't have to hear you blame me for everything. I'd be able to talk to someone without having them ask me how I could have been such a blasted fool as to get into this mess.
Larry, you certainly can't be held responsible for what Claudia did. It isn't fair. After all, you didn't know that she'd turn out this way.
I'd like to shake that woman until her teeth rattle. She's going to ruin our play.
What about tonight, Mr. Ramsey? Will Claudia go on and play the lead opposite Larry?
If she can manage it, I'll let her blunder through the part. That is, if she isn't arrested for murder in the meantime.
Both Mary and Larry are anxious to be as tactful as possible in the presence of Harold Ramsey, the play's producer, knowing what an angry mood he is in. And still they wonder just what will happen to them, how it will all end. Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.